Welcome to Influential Entrepreneurs, bringing you interviews with elite business leaders and experts, sharing tips and strategies for elevating your business to the next level. Here's your host, Mike Saunders.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Influential Entrepreneurs. This is Mike Saunders, the Authority Positioning Coach. Today we have back with us Todd Smith, who's the President and CEO of Level 5 Financial, and we'll be talking about retirement planning within the context of a family office. Todd, welcome back to the program.
Good morning, Mike. Great to be back.
You know, I really like your approach here to retirement planning within the context of a family office, because I think that, number one, we need to define what is a family office. But when people realize that a family office is traditionally reserved for the ultra high-end elite, and now you are bringing those high-level strategies to the regular person pre-retiree, it's really an exciting opportunity. So first, let's start off with, what is the traditional definition of a family office?
Yeah, great question. You know, you see this cropping up a little bit more around the country, and you hear about it, but I am surprised that a lot of people don't know the concept or understand how and why it's designed. If you look at the genesis of a financial office, it goes all the way back to the 19th century. The J.P. Morgan, the House of Morgan, started their own family office. The Rockefellers founded their own family office, I believe, somewhere around 1882, and that's still in existence today. So the family office came into its own over the last 30 years, but it really started way back then. And what it really entails is a family, an ultra high net worth or ultra wealthy family, really pulling everything in-house. So they would hire all their professional services under one roof. And so what happened was families and, you know, especially those with businesses were becoming more and more complex and required more dedicated management. So to make that easier, they would create this family office environment where they had their attorney, an advisor, so on and so forth, all on payroll. And that's really all a family office is.
But you're saying that traditionally it's reserved for the ultra high net worth, because and maybe, you know, what typically are those dollars, you know, is it a million or above or 28 million or above? But it's typically reserved for that, because when you bring all these strategic partners in to kind of be at the ready for the client, boy, you know, CPAs and financial strategists and attorneys and all of these power partners, you really can't enact their services if you have $100 to invest. So it's really something where it's the holistic full approach that the big boys normally get to play in. And now you're bringing it to your clients.
Yeah. And you know, you're exactly right, except I'd say you undercut the numbers a little bit, Mike. you know, what we're looking at is well north of 100 million in net worth. Because if you think about it, if you have a family lawyer, an accountant, maybe even a banker, an investment manager, somebody doing charitable trust work. All these people have payroll, infrastructure, and so forth. So it gets very cost prohibitive much quicker, sure, than you think. So, yeah, we've made it scalable so that in a way it's almost a fractional family office that anybody on Main Street, if you will, has access to the similar type expertise without necessarily those net worth requirements. And so, it's much more accessible and able to provide pretty much anybody the same access that the Rockefellers have had for all these years, and the House of Morgan.
So. Yeah. Yeah, that's really amazing. And kind of gives you the feeling as a client now going, wow, I'm doing the things that the big boys have done for hundreds of years and are currently doing with 100 million or above. So they can rest assured that the strategies that are being recommended and implemented for them are really proven.
They really are. And, you know, that's why we're successful in terms of partnering with many of the accounting firms, because we are able to help accountants be much more holistic and comprehensive with their offerings. A lot of the smaller accounting firms we work with are now have the capability of the big four accounting firms. And we're in turn, that's also being offered to clients in the same capacity. Yeah. So There's a whole scope beyond just investment management or retirement planning that now people can tap into.
Well, if a pre-retiree, someone that's looking at retiring in the next, whatever, let's say 5 years, 7 years, and they start thinking, okay, I want to make sure that I'm, you know, pointing in true north, and am I in the right spot? And they come meet with a financial advisor, financial planner, and say, help me understand where I'm at. Here's where I want to go. What is the difference in the typical retirement planning kind of process and strategy? And then how is it compared to what you provide when you're bringing the family office concept into place? What is the experience going to be, you know, under the traditional sense of help me with my retirement? And now what will your clients experience when you bring in this family office, you know, strategy?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'll try to condense this as much as possible. I usually have some visuals to kind of show this. But we use a five-step kind of patented process called the MAP process, part of level five, the name of our firm. A lot of things translate to five. And we follow this kind of circular process that is kind of rinse and repeat. It starts with prioritizing, followed by deep dive into diagnostic. We do a due diligence in step two and three. Then we educate and provide options to the client. And then five would be implementation. That follows a typical kind of retirement plan process as part of the Certified Financial Planner Board of Standards kind of system. What's different here is just the scope. And so instead of just retirement planning, if you were to create a quadrant or write a line down the middle of your page, we really have two sides of the equations that we can help people with. And we kind of think it's like a showroom. And so on the left side would be anything related to personal. And then on the right side would be anything related to business. And so well beyond retirement planning, once you get into the prioritization and going through the diagnostic portion, we now can identify opportunities in 20, 30, 40 different areas. So retirement planning would certainly be part of it, but this showroom, if you will, where we're kind of acting as a concierge for clients, opens up a whole host of solutions that can really impact the family. I don't know if I explained that well, but
yeah, you really did. And it makes me think of something too. These extra services provided by the family office setup, they typically are needed anyway. And the typical pre-retiree or retiree is going out and piecemealing them together because they know they need this, so they're going to go find someone, or they know they need that, so they're going to go find someone. And that's all fine and good, but is everyone working in concert together? And so now with what you're providing, it's all one-stop shop, all holistic, and every piece of that puzzle is talking to the other, you know, partner, person, strategic partner, so that the client is getting the optimal results because everyone's on the same page. Is that a good assessment?
Absolutely. I love meeting with you, Mike, because you always pull us back to center. So appreciate that.
Good.
Yeah, absolutely. Clients love the fact that it is more or less a one-stop shop. And so accounting firms and even financial advisor firms like ours have used what I consider an outdated referral model. It's, you know, go talk to Bill or Sue down the street. They'll take care of you for whatever need you have. But there was really very little control, and there was very little integration, as you talked about, in terms of a seamless service offering. So the family office kind of skips all that and avoids those problems and pulls everything in the in-house. So they really have access to really anything you could get from, like I said, a Big Four accounting firm and a wealth management firm under one roof. So people really enjoy that. And as the center of the proactive planning process, that five-step process we talked about, we are now kind of at the center of that universe and making sure that things are coordinated, working in concert, and things don't fall through the cracks.
Yes. So let's you said fall through the cracks. what's an example of something that could fall through the cracks and cause a negative occurrence for a client? Not that your firm has ever done it, but what could something out there be that would fall through the cracks that you guys are able to go, ooh, we need to make sure this is taken care of?
Yeah, I mean, I think a couple of examples that come to mind would be estate planning. You know, a lot of times estate planners are working in a kind of a siloed environment, and they're drafting documents, but they are not privy to what's going on in the investment world or the insurance world. And so things are forgotten in terms of the drafting on those documents. But then also in turn, the investment accounts, we've seen this several times, are titled incorrectly. They're not consistent with the estate plan, and same with insurance policies. Maybe the beneficiary was wrong. I've seen people, more specifically where, blended families, much more common, right? Where yeah. Some of the, children from a previous marriage were the only beneficiaries, and that was not the intent. So we see that happen all the time when you have these fragmented kind of segmented service offerings. So under the family office environment, in this case, you'd have the financial advisor, the estate planner, and the risk management specialist all meeting together to make sure things are working appropriately.
So. Yeah, I think that's a really good point too. And you mentioned estate planning, which makes me think of legacy planning. I've got this much money. I want to pass it on to kids, family. I want to pass it on the right way, mitigate taxes. But one thing that comes to my mind too, and maybe this is part of the estate planning, but I know there's a lot of people that actually have amassed some money and they want to provide for their family, but they also want to give some type of legacy plan to philanthropic causes. So mm-hmm. How do you work with clients in that respect?
Oh, there's, I would say that's probably one of the most underserved areas out there, really. If you talk to a lot of wealth management and even accounting firms, there's a big gap there. So we have several specialists as part of our family office. That's all they do day in and day out, is help people work on legacy planning. And that could entail a couple different things. That could be charitable trusts. It could be, exit planning. If you're a business owner, what are you going to do with likely your most largest asset being your business? So we really just shepherd them through that process, introduce them to the specialists as needed, educate them in all the various options, and then help them make the right decision. So there's lots of opportunity in the charitable space. Have you seen much of it yourself up there, or why specifically were you asking?
I have talked to people recently who have said it's such a passion for mm-hmm. their clients that say, well, I've been nose to the grindstone as an employee, in the corporate world, or as a business owner. And, mm-hmm. We give when we can. But now when we're looking at retirement, many people's picture of retirement is not sitting back and playing golf all day or traveling all the time. There's elements of that, of course. But what I think that a lot of people are doing is going, now that I have the time available, mm-hmm. I want to not only give philanthropically, but I want to give back. And now I'm going to go 2 days a week and maybe do a modified retirement, still work in my business that I'd started, but I'm also going to work 2 days a week at this charity cause, ministry, nonprofit, that kind of a thing. So I think that, getting back to that holistic and family office concept, these are things that maybe when you have that fragmented, strategic partners that aren't part of the same team, maybe something does get lost through the cracks, and maybe they don't really think about, it's when you think about retirement, it's not necessarily I'm working full time and then one day I'm not. Maybe it is a hybrid between the two.
Yeah, I think it is. And I see that more and more. We work pretty much exclusively in the space of pre-retirees and retirees. And I would say more times than not, that's exactly what it looks like. People are not just, retiring and moving to the rocking chair or golf, as you said, and they're doing some kind of hybrid. They're either doing passion work or working part-time or some kind of combination. So the new retirement, especially considering how long retirement could be these days compared to previous generations, we're looking at 20, 30 years. People want to stay engaged. They want to stay active. They want to keep their mind sharp. And so, frankly, they get bored. I can't tell you how many clients I've seen go in and out of retirement. I think I had one client who here in Colorado retired 3 or 4 times from different companies. And I think he finally settled on full retirement on the 4th time.
They kept sucking him back in with, well, can you just consult a couple days a week? And then it got to 3 or 4. And I've seen that literally. I've seen that with colleagues of mine that'll retire. And then they call him back. Oh, you were so helpful. Can you at least come in 3 days a week? Okay, I'll do that. And then it got to 4. Then it got, I'm working back full time. No. So, but here's, when you were mentioning that, it made me think of something. Lifespans in generations past are different than now. And I think that we as you know, humans are taking better care of ourselves mentally and physically. And I think we're eating better, we're exercising, we're staying more active. And then maybe that does extend out. Maybe retirement back in the day used to be, wow, I just, you know, work my fingers to the bone and now I'm just gonna sit back because I'm so exhausted. These days, maybe you do want to retire out of the typical grind, but it's almost like becoming that life coach and going, well, what would retirement look like for you? Because, oh yeah, we want to travel here and there, but we also want to. And maybe it is that hybrid level because they aren't at the physical level where we just can't do anything else. They're vibrant still, you know, at whatever the age is. I mean, there's some spry 75-year-olds. So why are they going to sit back and do nothing? So I think that's a big thing that people don't think about is that the lifespan and the way that we've been taking care of ourselves in the last generations has made it such that, boy, retirement has expanded out. And you better have a lot more years planned for when you're then in this pre-retirement planning phase.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's changed drastically in the 20 plus years that I've been in the business alone. And, you know, you make me think of working with business owners specifically. You know, I've been kind of moving into that life coaching, you know, wearing that hat with these folks and talking about taking retirement off the table. And the reason I would say that is because instead of trying to save and invest for some future day in the future, that could be, you know, when you're in your 60s or 70s, why not try to retire sooner in that hybrid capacity that you're talking about? And so the family office really helps us do that. Not only do we have experts in business exit planning, business valuation, financial forecasting, and for the conventional type sales or transition of businesses, we also have tons in business strategy in terms of vision and purpose, ways to grow so that people can make this a lifestyle asset where they don't have to retire. And so that's what's really neat about the family office. That we can bring this to business owners and entrepreneurs who may want to change the lens more so than a W-2 type person with a J-O-B, as we call it, right? To really create a lifestyle asset to have the best of both worlds. You have an asset that's growing, creating great cash flow, and you can still do what you want.
Talking about business owners, it makes me wonder if this scenario comes up from time to time where it's a family business and they're thinking about legacy and they're like, wow, I'm looking at retiring because this is, I've built this up and my family member that I would love to pass this on to is not at the stage of their life that they're ready quite yet. Maybe they're still in school or something. So maybe here's this business owner going, wow, Todd, you kind of gave me new, fresh perspective here because maybe I can like hybrid retire. Maybe that's a new phrase, but maybe I can just kind of throttle back a little bit and bring this person in and kind of start to slowly integrate them in rather than the hard and cut, boom, retire, pass it on. So maybe this concept of kind of throttling back a little extends out when the founder, the owner can still be part of it and then can mentor their family member that they ultimately want to have to take over the business anyway, but they weren't quite ready just right now.
Yes, absolutely. That comes up a lot more than you think. That's part of that whole exit strategy, kind of exit planning strategy review that we go through and we have our experts help with. Yeah, absolutely. Because the next generation is not always ready. And so, you know, having systems in place, having the right infrastructure in a business, and then having The coaching and even advisory services that you can get through the family office, for instance, can bring that child or the next generation up to speed in a way that the owner, or the founder, if you will, can kind of step back and do what they want. Yep, absolutely. Yep.
Because otherwise it might be like, oh, well, I really am at my breaking point. I'm going to retire. And well, it would have been nice to pass it on to this family member. They're just not ready. And now here comes this new person, mm-hmm. and it changes the whole dynamic. So this concept really is a special way to look at that exit planning. And again, if you just had the CPA or just had the financial planner or just had all of these ones we were talking about, they might miss out on asking that right question. But when you have that full team approaching your retirement with that family office concept, boy, everybody's kind of, it's almost like having a brain trust or a mastermind going, ooh, have you thought about this? And that makes mm-hmm. the CPA think about that and makes the financial person think about the other thing. And now the owner, business owner, or the pre-retiree is just sitting there smiling going, thank you, my team. guide me to my retirement success. So that's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're understanding the concept very well. I mean, that's the magic of the initial diagnostic. The initial diagnostic that we take people through covers everything from business to legacy and retirement planning and investments and risk management. So this comprehensive diagnostic generally then will spit out, if you will, 5, 10, 15 different areas of opportunity that we could work on over the next 12, 18 months with folks. And that covers yep. the whole holistic kind of every aspect of their life, depending on their complexity. So, yeah, it's something that people typically have never experienced, and they really enjoy and appreciate that view well beyond what, a lot of advisory firms would do, just investments or retirement planning, or even their accountants. It's really just tax prep.
Well, Todd, if someone is listening to this going, I want to take the blinders off of my, retirement planning and make sure nothing's falling between the cracks and kind of get that, 30,000 foot overview from that family office approach, what's the best way they can reach out and connect with you and learn more?
Yeah, the best way is always on our website, www.level5financial.com. That's LEVEL, the number 5 financial. You can connect with us on there. Obviously, you can search my name, Todd Smith, Level 5 Financial. I'm on all the social media as well and happy to have a conversation.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, Todd, as always, thank you so much for coming back on. It's been exciting talking to you about these concepts.
Likewise. Thanks for having me again.
You've been listening to Influential Entrepreneurs with Mike Saunders. To learn more about the resources mentioned on today's show or listen to past episodes, visit www.influentialentrepreneursradio.com.